So talking out with Colby Friedrich, who's another recent graduate from a school down in the State University of Providence. We're two sport athletes. Colby got to play some hockey there, got to play some golf, and just doing some research leading up. I know you started at Medicine Hat, got to, you know, share some special memories with Jaden Dudas up here with some success, and then you ended up going down to Providence. And I don't know if we actually chatted when you transferred down there, but can you, you know, kind of just back it up and talk about that a little bit before we, you know, talk about your graduation and what's next?
Yeah, definitely. Medicine Hat was a special place for me. Obviously, me and Jaden being there at the same time was pretty cool. And we both had some individual and team success there, which was obviously pretty special. I've learned over the last 3 years that doesn't really happen at every single place. So, very cool to have that there. And then I was going to go to University of Lethbridge and just play golf there and continue my degree. And then the hockey coach reached out in late May from the University of Providence after I was done at Medicine Hat. And stars kind of aligned with me, and I ended up coming down here mainly to play hockey, and then they had golf at the same time. So it was kind of a little bit of a bonus for me. So my time down here has been super fun, and super happy that I ended up coming down to Montana for the last 3 years. And then obviously Adam Husley was down here for the same time as me, so kind of cool to be able to share that experience with another Sasky the last 3 years.
Yeah, 100%. You know, obviously now you're graduating, I, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, continuing to take education, and maybe you're going to be a teacher or whatnot. But now that you're kind of just reflecting back, you know, kind of what's been going through your mind a little bit?
Yeah, just, you know, school kind of flies by, and very happy for all the opportunities and experiences that I've had over the last 5 years between Medicine Hat and University of Providence here. So I did end up finishing my education degree and got a job down in Great Falls here starting late August. So I'm going to be teaching PE and health at two elementary schools, K to six. So very super excited to start that. And although, you know, school is fun and the sports are amazing, I love hanging out with the boys at the rink or the guys at the golf course. Like, that's all fun, but I think that is pretty ready to move on and kind of use my degree in the real world. So looking forward to that start in August.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine a better job than being an elementary to ed teacher. Our kids are going to play dodgeball today, maybe some floor hockey.
Exactly. The kickball, it's going to be a blast. So I'm really looking forward to that. Still gives me the opportunity to golf on the weekends or after school, and then I think I'm also going to help coach our hockey team down here, and we'll see if opportunity arises to help out with the golf team as well. So
sounds like everything's falling in place. Sure. What did you like better, or is that too hard to answer, or are they just different?
No, I know it's I've kind of battled between the two my whole life, to be honest with you, but I think golf is kind of more enjoyable at Medicine Hat, just with our like team success and individual success. And then kind of flip-flopped when I came down here. Our hockey team was pretty successful my first year. We went to nationals, and even the last 2 years, like, we didn't get to nationals, but we were quite like winning seasons and team success, individual success. So I think down here hockey was more enjoyable. I liked it better. Spent a lot more time with those guys practicing every day, but it's always fun to, you know, go play a couple hockey games on the weekend and then kick back and play a couple nine hole rounds during the week with either hockey or golf guys, because obviously there's a big crossover there. I'm sure 15 out of 25 guys on a hockey team swing the sticks as well. So
yeah, just I talked to Guillermo this morning, and also Alex Winterton, of course, after great careers at IUP for them, and even Alex, who I think won 4 tournaments over his career. When he said he was looking back, he actually pointed to the time with the guys rather than his wins and what he's going to remember most, and I think that's probably the same for you, hey?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's anybody you ask. It's hard to get those times back, for sure. You know, might as well cherish them while you're in this position, and I think that's something I'm gonna miss next year. Being a teacher, obviously, I'm still gonna have all my old teammates at the dorms here or at the rink, wherever, but definitely don't get that same opportunity to be able to hang out with them at the golf course or at the rink or just shooting the crap at the dorms, hanging out with the guys. So definitely a pretty cool experience and one that a guy doesn't take for granted.
For sure. There's a lot of youngsters. And again, I asked the other guy the same question too. And your career was a little bit different. You know, you had a transfer in there and had to go south of the border and whatnot, rather than, you know, Alex and Guillermo, who were just, you know, out of school for 4 years, or Luke or Will or whatever, right? So you're a little bit different still, you know, same success in my opinion, because you end up with a degree at the end of the day. But, you know, especially for young guys like Finn Silver and Shea Monular, right, out in Battleford and across the province. But what's a message for those kids and, you know, even the girls too that are they're looking to get down to the States and play some college?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they should take advantage of the opportunity. It seems like ever since, like, I kind of graduated high school, a lot more people started going south. But, I mean, I think my experience has been outstanding, and everyone I've talked to has really had, like, a great time. So, kind of, so that those guys coming up and moving south or looking to move south, I think they should take that advantage and go make the most of it, have some fun, and make memories, make new friends. They'll definitely make some friends for life, and absolutely, you know, outstanding opportunity for anyone looking into it.
I think, well, thanks for joining me today, Cody. Congratulating, you know, a good college career on, you know, from the links to the rinks, I like to say, for those two sport guys. You know, I'll talk to Adam next year after he gets done, but you know, look forward to see where this goes for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Clark.